welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, as usual, and today we have Brianna.
Hello.
She's been with us before if you've been following along with the podcast. Of course, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Brianna, you are entering your third year with the New England Patriots.
It's so sad to know that this is my last year, but
it goes by fast.
I know.
You're a captain this year, we just found out. They just had final auditions. Literally this past weekend.
Right.
The 35 were cut down to the final 24. And how do you love your team so far?
Well, we haven't really got a chance to be able to interact with the other girls, but as far as I know, they're all sweet, beautiful, interesting girls, and I can't wait to get to know them.
That'll be fun. Do you know who you are line captain with?
No, I don't know yet. I'm That'll so excited to find out.
With our lines of eight, there are two captains per line, and you basically partner with another captain, and it makes things a lot easier when there's someone else, and takes the pressure off sometimes, and right. It's a lot more fun, plain and simple.
We have great captains, so any person that I'm paired up with, I'll be excited because I know we'll make a great team.
Who's the other captains?
It is Stacy and Megan were captains last year as well. New captains this year are Quinn, Tanya, and Lindsay.
Fun!
Lindsay was on the last chit chat.
She was on the last chit chat, and she was very nervous about tryouts and everything. And she said she wanted to be captain really bad. And I said, well, if you make it back on the squad, because she was even nervous about that, you owe me a lifetime of podcasts. Notice who is not sitting with me today, ladies and gentlemen. But I did talk to her, and she said she would come in, so she'll probably be in soon.
Well, I'm sure everybody would get sick of hearing just you and Lindsay the whole time, so we'll switch it up for you guys out there.
Hopefully. So I know you already had your signing of the contract.
Right.
And that is just simple. You just sit around, read the forever long contract, and sign it away.
Big Bible of the New England Patriot cheerleaders.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a good time. And then you have your training camp on Saturday?
We don't have the training camp yet. I know we are going back to our 10 to 4, six-hour practice on Saturdays, but it's not training camp. Well, actually, it's till 6 this Saturday because we're going to have to try on swimsuits for our upcoming swimsuit calendar, which we are all so excited about.
So you have practice 10 to 6 this Saturday?
Yes, 10 to 6. Well, we're getting uniforms, so we're going to have all the rookies and the vets already have their uniforms, but all the rookies try on the ones that we have prepared for them. Just make sure everything fits, and then we'll get to see what our beautiful team looks like
our uniforms. So. Yeah, because you're going to Punta Cana in, 2 weeks?
So I counted it, and it's actually about 9 days away.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited. Not even 2 weeks, and I haven't even started to get ready yet, so I got to go shopping. Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea what
Any ideas what kind of bathing suit you want to wear for this calendar?
I'm not sure. You know, you never know what kind of bathing suit.
Any hopes? Any colors?
Nothing really. I love the choices that I got the past 2 years. I think the pictures came out great, and I know whatever suit that I'm going to wear, the picture's going to come out great anyways, because our photographer, Jim Stouffer, is so wonderful. He takes great pictures, just makes you feel so comfortable, and that's really important during the swimsuit calendar.
Right, of course it is. So what else has been going on in the NEPC world? You just got cut down from 35 to 24. Was that hard?
Oh, yes, it was really hard because now that we did this new thing with the whole month situation.
Got to know a lot of girls.
Right. You got to form relationships with some of the girls, and it was hard to see some of them go, but we have such a beautiful, great team, and I'm really excited. So we actually went into the other room while Tracy, our director, went and talked to the girls and just told them little critiques that they could work on that will better themselves for next year.
Oh, good, good. So they'll be trying out hopefully again.
Right.
Because, you know, it takes a couple times sometimes just to get the style and what's going on, just so you know.
Right.
And that makes them all that much further that they've made it this far.
There's a lot of factors involved, and you just never know. Tracy makes great decisions, so we put our faith into her, like we put our faith into Bill Belichick. Sometimes we don't know what he's doing, but we put our faith into him. And that's what we do with our coach, too. So.
Good point. And these new girls, you got some rookies. Do you remember when you were a rookie? Seems like yesterday.
Yes, I remember. So that's why I'm really going to try to be a great captain and make all the rookies feel comfortable, because I remember that I was so uncomfortable my first year, just because it's so new and different, and I wasn't used to the style. And but my captains were great. They helped me progress along, and now look at me. Third captain. Year, and now it's my turn to help.
Good.
So, I'm very excited.
That's so awesome. You went to the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, it was so great. Hawaii is beautiful. That is one place you have to go in your lifetime.
Hawaii.
It's expensive, but you gotta go.
You had a blast, huh?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Met wonderful, beautiful girls from all of the other cheerleading teams. They were just amazing. It was so much fun.
Cool. So you have little sisters, correct?
Yes.
How old are they?
They just turned 17.
So they're seniors?
They're juniors.
And they must be getting ready for prom season, right?
Oh, yes. It was funny because my sister asked me the other day. She asked me if I could make a diet for her because she wanted to lose weight for prom.
Aww.
When it's a month away. And I just told her, you know, drink a lot of water, don't eat past 9:30, and cut out soda. And that's your first step.
Yeah, of course. Beautiful skin if you do that.
Right.
So help out your skin right away. So do they have a dress yet? She has twin sisters. That's why I keep saying they and generalizing, because they're twins.
Right.
So, you know, everything they do together. And so do they have dresses yet?
I believe they went out and got dresses. I mean, they have so many friends that they've been going to a bunch of dances, the freshman frolic and right. The sophomore hop and dances like that. So they have so many dresses, I don't even know if they got their prom dresses.
Right.
I think so, though.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good to borrow dresses. Dresses are just gorgeous these days.
I
love that orange color they have out.
Oh,
that, like,
yeah.
Coral orange. I absolutely love it.
It is so pretty.
And it can look good on any skin tone.
Right. Right.
And now you can go short, you can go long. When I was in high school, it was, like, long or short. You were from the 80s.
Right.
You know? But now it's, like, short, long. They're doing a lot of cute things with style-wise.
Right. I know my dress cost me about $300, and I wore it for one night. And
of course, that's usually what happens.
Never wore it again. So if you can find a nice, cheap dress out there, go for it.
Really. Prom only happens once, though, Brianna.
I know. That's why I went out and spent the $300.
I had to work and save my money, and my parents went half with me on my prom dress. Thanks, Mom.
I paid
for
the whole thing. The
Good
whole
job.
$300. So, and the shoes and the jewelry. So
I know.
I never
really
you mean.
Think about that. You're always like, oh, I can splurge for the dress. And then it's like, oh, I need to splurge for the shoes. Oh, and the hairpiece. Don't forget the flower for the guy.
Right. Exactly.
It's an expensive night. And then it's like, who wants to get a limo? And where are you going to go after? Right.
My sisters just went through that. Trying to find a limo, and of course they wait till the last minute, like me. I like to procrastinate too, but they waited till the last minute, and then it was really hard to find a nice cheap limo that would fit all their friends. And that's one of the hardest parts too, as well, trying to find a nice accommodating limo.
Right. Limos are fun though. I'd say definitely splurge on the limo if you're going to splurge on anything.
Yeah.
Definitely fun, just so you can all talk together all the way there instead of having, like, your parents drop you off or something.
Right, in a big minivan. That's fun.
Oh, please. I've done that before, so don't go there.
I have too. Don't worry about it.
We all have. We all definitely have.
I know.
So, anyways, what else is going on? Anything good?
Nothing much. Just school's almost over for me. Well, this semester. And then exams and things like that. So it's crunch time with schoolwork, and I have so many papers due. So, of course, as overachievers, we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just really busy right now.
Well, that's always a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Being busy is always a good thing.
Keeps me out of trouble.
Well, thank you for finding the time to, in your busy schedule, to come talk to us.
It's no problem. I'm really glad to be here. So
good. We're glad to have you. Tell the others I said hello. Congratulations to everyone that made the team. There's how many vets?
I believe it's 13.
13 vets. 13 vets. Congratulations, ladies. I know you make it all back. And congratulations to the 11 rookies. The 6 captains. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great year. I can't wait to watch you guys on the sidelines. Thank you, Brianna.
Thank you, Laura.
And congratulations on being captain.
Yay. Thank you again.
Yay. Hopefully you'll join us again.
Yes, and I will keep you posted on any more news that I have for you.
Yeah, please do. Please do. So that about does it for today's Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Join us again next week, and until then, I'll see you on the sidelines.